This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. There are protests in Belarus after a government exit poll said President Alexander Lukashenko got 80% of the vote in Sunday's election, which would give him a sixth straight term in office. Security cracked down on protesters in the capital, Minsk, where soldiers and riot police are in the streets and internet service has been cut. Pro-democratic challenger Svetlana Tikhanovskaya got about 70% of the vote. Voter turnout was reported to be high. Pictures of voters lined up to cast ballots showed only a handful wearing masks. Lukashenko has held Belarus under authoritarian rule since 1994. He's generally dismissed the coronavirus as a psychosis and has taken almost no action to stop its spread. He had also promised to come down hard on any post-election protests, which are now taking place. Belarus did not invite independent European monitors to watch the vote. Election observers say Belarus has a long history of voting that is neither free nor fair. World leaders agreed on Sunday to provide major resources to Lebanon to help it recover from last week's massive explosion in Beirut that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. They gave no figure on how much money they would send. The leaders met by teleconference at the request of French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron said the assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency. The world powers insisted on transparency in how the aid is spent, as many Lebanese view the government as corrupt. World leaders are also concerned about the influence of Iran. From Washington.